From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hundreds of people have been killed in a massive earthquake in Nepal. The 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck the Himalayan region, killing more than 1,400 people. As Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi, the quake destroyed parts of Kathmandu, triggered an avalanche on Mount Everest, and devastated the mountainous region.
The massive scale of the tragedy unfolded in the hours after the earthquake, flattened homes, damaged buildings, and split open walls and roads in the bustling Kathmandu Valley, home to 2.5 million people and Nepal's main cities. But the devastation could be much wider. The epicenter of the killer quake, which struck shortly before noon Saturday, was located 80 kilometers northwest of Nepal's capital, Kathmandu. The quake was shallow, which makes it more destructive. The death toll climbed rapidly through the day as the army and police launched an effort to rescue people. In Kathmandu, only a stump and a pile of rubble was left behind of the 60-meter-tall, iconic 19th-century Dharara Tower. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State says its military forces carried out airstrikes in Syria and Iraq Friday and Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 airstrikes approved by the Iraqi Ministry of Defense. Airstrikes near Fallujah, Mosul, Ramadi, and Tal Afar struck and disabled or destroyed Islamic State fighting positions, vehicles, and heavy machine guns. In Syria, near Kobani, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter airplanes. On Saturday, Islamic State militants exploded 3 suicide car bombs at the Jordan-Iraq border. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies have seized the last major government-held town in Idlib province on Saturday, giving the rebels a possible route to the coastal heartland of the Assad regime. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the Al-Nusra Front and the Islamist brigades took full control of the northwestern town of Jisr al-Sigor on Saturday after 4 days of fighting with Syrian forces. Analysts say the fall of Jisr al-Sigor opens up a strategic route for the rebels to neighboring Latakia province on the Mediterranean coast, a bastion of support for President Bashar al-Assad. Voting got underway Saturday in Togo's presidential election, with President Faure Gnassingbé seeking a third 5-year term. As Anne Look reports, opposition leader Jean-Pierre Fabre, who also ran for president in the last election, is expected to come in second in the single-round presidential poll.
Voters started lining up as early as 5 a.m. in the capital, Lomé. People are voting their convictions today, says this voter. You just have to look around the country to see how urgent these elections are. He says this vote comes down to whether or not you approve of how things are. President Faure Gnassingbé is seeking a third term. The Gnassingbé family has ruled Togo since the current president's father took power in a military coup in 1967. The opposition says it's time for a change. Politician Jean-Pierre Fabre is Mr. Gnassingbé's top challenger. Casting his ballot, Mr. Fabre said this act of voting is crucial. And look, VOA News, Dakar.
President Obama used his weekly media address to press for approval of his Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal Saturday. Mr. Obama said that the new trade deal is needed to ensure the United States keeps pace with China in negotiating trade agreements across the world. Mr. Obama said if the United States does not lock in new trade rules for the 21st century, then China will write those rules.
We have lessons to learn from the past, and we have learned them. But trying to stop a global economy at our shores isn't one of those lessons. We can't surrender to the future, because we are meant to win the future.
Mr. Obama is pushing the Congress to give him what's called trade promotion authority, where Congress could vote yes or no on trade deals, but could not make any changes in them. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.